So starting off, why Northwestern Michigan College and why Northern Michigan? What brought you here?
Well, first on Northern Michigan, it was 22 years ago that I proposed to my wife out at Pictured Rocks on a mountain biking and kayaking weekend. And since then, we've been coming to Northern Michigan, either up on the Upper Peninsula or Wilderness State Park, Mackinac, Harbor Springs, Petoskey, down here. So now we have a chance to call it home. Mm-hmm. Why here? I can say one thing in particular that I heard during my interviewing and then I encountered throughout, follow-up process, was this notion that I heard repeated time and time again, that NMC isn't just a community college, but it's the community's college. And what I've come to realize that means is that this is a college with a tremendous degree of support from the community, the wider community, whether, again, those are people in the community as business owners or people who are leading managing businesses, donors. There's just a really high degree of support, and I knew that I wanted to be part of that as well.
In looking at trends of community colleges, we do see enrollment dropping sort of across the board. Why is that enrollment is declining at community colleges, and what could that be a reflection of?
Well, you're right. The research isn't true just for community colleges, but higher ed in general. Community colleges usually thrive during times of economic downturn. So highest enrollment at NMC and other community colleges was back during the Great Recession, when we saw, enrollments peak. But you're also in Northwestern Michigan seeing demographic shifts in terms of fewer high school graduates, and here in Traverse City, a higher degree of retirees and older adults moving in. So those are things that affect us particularly. But I think NMC is well positioned in that they are responding and have been responding for many years to those sort of shifts and changes.
Has there been an effort on the part of NMC to stem that tide? If we are seeing declining enrollment, what can the college do to counter that?
Yeah, well, things that NMC is doing is, for example, trying to work intimately with our local businesses around workforce development needs. So while we might see a shift in declining enrollments of traditional age students, we're surely seeing those business needing not the traditional age, but maybe the older adults, particularly working in skilled trade areas. So in areas of construction and automotive, you see tremendous needs out there in the community. And that's one thing that we're trying to do is support those community businesses in those areas.
There are also some demographic changes among students at community colleges. Several studies show that they're getting older. Some are caregivers themselves. More and more don't necessarily have a high school diploma. Does that all apply to NMC? Are there demographic changes there?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we, look any different than any other community college in Michigan or throughout the country in terms of how we're facing those changes. And what we're seeing are the older adults coming back to school versus the more traditional age. And you see us having programs that are geared more towards those older adults, trying to be sensitive. For example, veterans returning back to the college. So we have unique programs designed to how do you support those veterans be successful back here. Those are the kind of programs that we're putting in place to support them.
There's been lots of talk lately about the affordability of higher education, including even sort of as a political talking point. Is that a point of emphasis here at NMC, making tuition more affordable?
Absolutely. And let me share a response through a story that in getting to know the community here, I found myself in a restaurant and meeting a server who proudly told me she's an NMC student. And told me how at the end of her shift, she goes back home, puts her tips in a glass jar and does that night after night. And at the end of the semester, she pulls that jar down, she dumps it out, counts it out. And she said, I've been able to pay for my tuition to NMC for the last year and a half with my tips. To me, that's a wonderful story about affordability. And I think that's what NMC is so proud of. We've been able to manage our tuition wisely to make it affordable. But we also have incredible community support, for example, like from our foundation that provides over $1 million in scholarships every year, again, making this college affordable to our students.